This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. University of Akron officials believe they've found their coaching star in Tom Arth. Arth has been hired as the new football coach after the team fired Terry Bowden at the end of the season. Terry, Arth has deep roots in Northeast Ohio, starting as a standout Cleveland High School quarterback.
Right. He played at St. Ignatius, you know, legendary program up in Cleveland. Then he went to John Carroll, was a Division III All-American, good enough to make the Indianapolis Colts. Now, he didn't play, but he was with them for 3 years.
Yeah, he was the backup for Peyton Manning.
Right, Peyton Manning. One of the people, by the way, who gave a robust endorsement,
right,
shall we say, for Tom Arth to get the Akron job. So okay. Then, after a couple of years there, he actually worked in private business for a little while, and then his alma mater, John Carroll, asked him if he wanted to join the staff as an assistant coach, and then a few years later, he's made head coach.
And he turned that program around.
The previous 7 years, they were 35 and 35. In 2013, they decided to change coaches. Tom Arth has moved up. The next 4 years, they immediately are winning 10 games a year, going to the playoffs. But I remember the first time I talked to Arth, he was 32. He had just gotten the job at John Carroll, and he was starting to win. And he's saying, you know, I'm from Cleveland. This is my alma mater. I could see myself staying here this whole time. I walked out of there thinking, he thinks that right now, but no. He had the certain charisma. He is not, with five kids, going to just sit at John Carroll making about $65,000 a year.
So then he does depart, and for the last two seasons, he's been coaching at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Right. It's FBS. It used to be what used to be called 1AA. In other words, right below Division I. It's not quite as expensive. For example, Tom Arth got a really nice bump in salary to go to Tennessee, Chattanooga, and he got $185,000.
At Akron, he'll be making $500,000 a year.
Yeah, which is just slightly more than Terry Bowden was making. And that's actually in the bottom half of what Mid-American Conference coaches are paid. Huh. And it's probably in the bottom 10% of what Division I coaches are paid. But actually, as Larry Williams, the athletic director at Akron, you told me Tom Arth checked all the boxes. They had a couple things they wanted from the coach. Number one was they were hoping to be a head coach somewhere else, not just an assistant, which I like that idea. I think these Division I schools that hire a guy that's never been a head coach even in high school are asking for trouble because there's just a lot that comes with it. Secondly, they want him to have Northeast Ohio connections. I think thirdly that he would come in with a name with a little sizzle, something to get the program attention. Meanwhile, Arth, when Akron called, five kids, my wife's from Cleveland area, I'm from the Cleveland area, the kids mostly grew up there, you know, kind of like, where do I sign? And in his mind, he's thinking, you know, one thing Terry Bowden, the former coach, was not able to do, he had a lot of kids from Akron, Canton, and Youngstown. In fact, about 25, his roster from that part of Ohio, could not seem to penetrate the Cleveland market. You know, okay. St. Ignatius, Cleveland Benedictine, St. Edwards, Mentor. You know, these powerhouse programs, they just seem not to be, those kids seem to be going to Toledo, or they're going to, you know, one of the Michigans or some Western Michigan, where they were not getting those kids. Akron thinks Tom Arth could do this. Okay. So that should help. In fact, I was sitting there, Amanda, thinking, you know, if this guy doesn't actually start to win at Akron, I'm not talking about going 10-2 or 11-1, but I mean, you know, 8-4. If he doesn't do it, I don't know who's going to do it. I really don't know. Then it's just like, there's something about Akron U, you know, the city campus or whatever, you just can't get guys to go play there. I don't know. Maybe the theory is they've never had the right coach. In my mind, I was actually shocked they did this because it made so much sense. Not just to knock Akron, but so many of these schools, what they want to do, they want that third assistant from Oklahoma.
Right.
Or the fourth assistant from Ohio State. Yeah, the guy comes in and he played on a national championship team, or he coached with Nick Saban or whatever it is. So, I'm, you know, like I said, if Tom Arth doesn't make it work there, I don't know who will.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he explains what's behind the Indians' flurry of recent trades.